home. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our name. We put off living too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Get it on.
Care to share with the class?
Yeah.
I'm looking at an email from someone who heard me talking about Kraft and their products earlier.
Or the cheese thing.
Yes, the cheese.
The cheese
thing.
Is not really cheese.
Right.
Yeah, but okay. It's cheese as long as it comes from a mammary animal or. What is it?
Aunt Florence is cheese.
Yeah. Anything from mammaries can create a cheese product.
The term I used was mammalian.
Yeah.
A mammalian is something that has mammaries. And therefore, anything that has mammaries is okay to put in Kraft products. Anything that comes out of a mammalian, any kind of liquid that comes out of a mammalian, according to the government. It's just amazing. The government issues patents for stupidity, something that occurs naturally in nature, so says this person, and amen to that. Some nice photos of fall on the farm. You want to check them out at DougStefan.com. Jennifer and Roberta and Rich and I have stories for you. This is Beyond Good Day, in fact, and where I'm going to start is following a trail that starts at DougStefan.com with the size of shoes in the focus. Have you noticed? Perhaps you haven't. The average shoe size is growing. Over the past 30 years, the folks in the shoe industry have noted the demand for bigger shoes is forcing them to diversify their offerings. For example, Cinderella's Stepsisters is working on young, this is for children, I'm guessing, I don't know this line, but I'm guessing it's for children with that name, right? Cinderella's Stepsisters, that a line?
Yeah.
If you remember Cinderella, she had a little glass slipper.
Yes, that's true.
And her evil stepsisters tried to fit their big fat foot into her little teeny tiny beautiful glass slipper.
Right. All right, so therefore...
But it didn't fit.
No.
It had big feet.
That's why they call... The line Cinderella's
Stepsisters. For the
record,
I'm more evil stepsister than Cinderella.
You have big feet, in other words.
I'm a size 10.
Right. What size shoe do you wear, Jennifer? Roberta?
I'm size 10. Oh.
I got that. Roberta, what size shoe do you wear?
I think she's an 8. She told me
you
once.
Know, but conversely, I mean, I'm 5'10", so if I had a little teeny tiny foot, I would look silly with a 5'10".
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Uh-huh. You notice people, like small people with big feet, looks a little strange.
Yeah.
Big people with small feet looks kind of very strange, doesn't it?
Yeah. Weird, in fact.
So I assure you, Doug, you're an 8, right?
No, I'm 9.
9.
Yeah, sometimes, it depends. I have very wide, flat feet, so I'm a D sort of plus.
According to this story, they're equating bigger feet because size 8 is a new average size for women. It used to be size 7.
Right.
And a lot of women I know are size 8, 8.5. That kind of tends to be the average now. So I can agree with this story, but they're saying it's because of the Western world with we're just bigger people than we used to be. We're taller, we're bigger, we weigh more, whatever you're going to blame that on, but now we have bigger feet too.
I'm just sitting here cruising through some stories, and here's a story that I just clicked on. Like girls, U.S. boys may be hitting puberty
we're talking about this on Friday.
Earlier, yeah.
Right. And why is that? What's going on? What is... The reason for puberty happening sooner,
I have not read this article, but let me throw something out at you.
Yeah.
How is it that in less than 60 days, a chicken can go from egg to your plate?
Hormones.
We eat the chicken, and then what happens?
Hormones.
There you go. They grow everything faster because they're feeding it chemicals and hormones.
And it goes into your body when you eat it.
Yeah, and this isn't just animals.
That's very smart, Richie. It's actually very, very smart.
Vegetables, too. What are they doing to vegetables to get them to come out of the ground faster
bigger,
and grow faster?
All
and what
things,
are we eating?
We're eating them. And by the way, you knew that according to the National Funeral Directors Association, the average body, what are you chuckling at? The average body takes 14 times longer to decompose in the casket than was the case about 40 or 50 years ago.
No preservative.
They figure all the preservatives in the foods today keep your body preserved longer.
Wow.
Not that it makes a difference once you've croaked, but under the circumstances, that's really pretty telling about whatever the heck it is you're putting in your body to begin with. And so it's almost, Monsanto and their ilk have made it almost impossible to just eat naturally unless you grow the stuff yourself in your own garden. Although I will tell you.
And then you have to worry about where the seeds come from.
Well,
and you also
have
to worry about
know
like
where they come from.
Pollution. Yeah. Whatever's in the sky when it rains, that's what gets into your crops.
Yeah, to a point, you're right. The people that I know who are doing truck farming, that is the produce farmers, are using. Pretty much, I know Tommy Hansen, who's my colleague here in Framingham. He uses, I mean, I spread tons of manure on all of his fields, so I know that's what is helping his stuff grow. And he has a little starter kit that he uses, starter fertilizer, when especially the earlier stuff that needs a good start because the ground may be a little chilly. Other than that, that's it. But there are a lot of these people that spray all kinds of stuff all over. And even if it seems fresh, and you hear that it's fresh, if it's coming from some gigantic farm or some big, huge co-op, chances are these things that Richie's talking about, somewhere in the food chain, are there. So you're eating it. That's why we're getting bigger. That's an amazingly profound story and actually conclusion, Richie. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Profundity.
Yes.
All right, so now that we've talked about how big you are, can I help you lose 30 pounds in 3 months? 30 pounds in 3 months. Yes, you heard it. No stimulants, no prepackaged meals. This is science, science, and more science. I'm looking at the story of a woman who lost 58 pounds in 10 months staying on this diet. And she said, I've eaten what I've eaten.
I've eaten. And you were the English teacher.
Oh, stop with your
food. I ate what I wanted to.
I ate what I wanted to. I didn't buy any programs. I didn't have to worry about food, all that other stuff. This is a doctor-formulated concoction, a breakthrough antioxidant weight loss formula called Axia 30. You can try it for 12 weeks. You'll lose the 30 pounds in 12 weeks, or you get your money back. And when you call 800-525-8345 right now to request a really wonderful opportunity for you to lose weight. This is what it is, an opportunity. When you request this deal, you'll get a free month supply along with the 3 months. So you get actually four, pay for three. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. But it's going to work because the scientists have shown that this works. Axia 30, 800-525-8345. What number again for this 12-week full risk-free guarantee and a free month supply on top of that? Axia 30. Get your free bottle today. Get the 3 month supply. Tremendous weight loss results. You'll love it. 800-525-8345.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
IBM System X x86 servers and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that can make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, Stocksable RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
GreenJobsForVeterans.com. Make up to $80,000 a year if you're a veteran. Man, you should be all over this. GreenJobsForVeterans.com. They're filling thousands of jobs right now. All right, Roberta is here. She's sort of on the fat kick as well. That's where we've been. Is that crude?
Fat kick?
Well, we were talking about shoes now. Shoes are getting bigger and people are getting bitter because they're eating all this stuff.
Following up on the last story we were just talking about and how our deduction is that because they put growth hormones in food, that's why people are growing faster and bigger nowadays. Mm-hmm. In this story, they say they don't know why kids are going into puberty earlier, but they think it could be attached to obesity, and that obesity changes your hormones.
Yep.
So
it does. Back.
Right.
We're going around in the same circle. Same.
It makes you have higher estrogen levels.
Yeah. All right. So then we keep going with this, Roberta.
Well, a new study done in Australia that I found this morning that they wrote up in the International Journal of Obesity found that for middle-aged adults, they studied middle-aged adults over a two-year period, and they found that for every point in body mass index, which is equal to about 6 or 7 pounds per point, is a 4% higher chance of being admitted to the hospital over a two-year period.
Wow.
So they found a direct correlation between people going into a hospital for middle-aged people going into a hospital and their weight. In fact, they found that for middle-aged people with a normal BMI, which is 25 and below, there were 120 hospitalizations per 1,000 for men and 102 per 1,000 for women. But severely obese, it was almost double.
Wow.
203 for every 1,000 men and 183 for every 1,000 women. So they say that 25 to 30 BMI is overweight, while obese is 30 on up. And they said that the pattern even held up when they studied if participants smoked, how physically active they were, and their general health at the start of the study really didn't matter, that this definitely had to do mostly with weight. And they said what they were hospitalized for the most part, were diabetes, heart disease, chest pain, arthritis, and asthma. So a very interesting study, and they're saying, you know, according to the CDC, just under 36% of Americans are obese and another 33% are overweight. So two-thirds of the population are at risk.
That make you feel like you want to lose that weight? The number again is 800-525-8345 for Axia 30.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an on airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Jen has a story about, I guess, occupying the prone position, right, Jen?
Yes, because it is one of my favorite positions to be taking a little nap, a little sleep, a little snooze. Doesn't this song, by the way, sound like the Kiki D. Elton John song?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it like killed me at the beginning. That's what I thought it was. Identical. All right, so how do you all sleep? Stomach, side,
back.
Back, spoon, right. If you have someone that you're sleeping with. How do you sleep? Doug, let's start with you.
I think this is the same question I asked earlier, only had to do with money. But
oh, please. Just how do you sleep?
Who cares how you sleep?
Well, okay,
it's
forget
a lot
it.
Different
than
that.
Right. What do you mean? Okay, forget it. What kind of an attitude is that?
Okay, forget it.
Whatever. I was just thinking whether I'm alone or whether I'm not alone.
Well, that's how I just said. You can say spooning if you share your bed with someone. Why don't we just say when you're alone, how do you sleep?
I go to sleep on my side usually and wake up on my back.
Okay, and Roberta, you said you're a side sleeper.
Same thing. Yeah, I go to sleep on my side and I wake up on my back, but I don't move during the night. In the morning to make the bed.
How do you end up on your back?
Well, all I do is flip over, but I tend, in the morning, to make the bed, basically all I have to do is pull these sheets back again. I mean, it's like almost the same as when I went into bed.
Really?
I don't
move
at all.
And you share your bed with your wife, so do you guys spoon or do you sleep kind of by yourself?
No, man, the body heat thing kills me.
I know.
What does it mean, spoon?
When you spoon is like when you
next to each other or something.
On your side position.
Right. No, on my left side.
On your side also. Wow, you guys are all side sleepers?
Yeah, what's that mean?
All right, so I'm a stomach sleeper, and this story...
You go to sleep on your stomach?
Yeah,
no
one ever...
And wake up on your stomach.
I'm like a five-year-old being a stomach sleeper, but I do. That's how I can go to sleep the quickest. Huh. But this new study came out in the United Kingdom from this hotel chain, actually, about what your sleeping position reflects on your personality. And when I read the stomach sleep
thing... It's kind of freaky that a hotel chain is doing sleep studies.
Isn't that funny? I know, but when I read about the stomach... It was so accurate that I had to see if it was accurate for you guys, too. So let me start with me, since you guys are all side sleepers, and there's two different categories there. But they call people that sleep on their stomachs, if you sleep on your hand, with your hand around the pillow and your head turned to one side, it's called the free fall position.
I've done that, yeah.
They can be thin-skinned underneath their outgoing exteriors. Hello! Just like criticism or extreme situations, sleeping on your stomach is good for digestion, however, so I have that going for me. People who regularly sleep in this position are stubborn, persistent, and goal-oriented. I've slept this way the whole time. Now, if you just start sleeping on your stomach, it means that there could be something that you're afraid of. Interesting. All right, now a couple of questions for you side sleepers. Are you a fetal position person where your knees are brought up to your chest, or are you a yearner where your arms are kind of outstretched when you lay on your side?
I'm an outstretched. My arms are outstretched.
No, I guess I'm more fetal.
I'm kind of in fetal, but my arms are out.
I'm actually going back to spooning.
Okay. We'll give you the spoon. There is a definition for spooning, too, so that's good. Okay, so, Roberta, you are a yearner, which means that your arms are outstretched in front of your body.
She has to go to the bathroom.
People who do this are said to have open natures with a hint of cynicism or suspicion. Interesting. They take a long time to make decisions, but once they do, they're unlikely to change their minds. So there you go. Now, Rich, fetal position, this is the most common. 41% of people in the survey slept like this. 51% of all women sleep in this position. Do you hug something, or do you just kind of?
No, I have a pillow, yes.
Okay. So people that sleep in this position are emotional, artistic, and sensitive, with the capacity to have intense relationship. It's actually the optimal sleep position for comfort. You feel the best if you sleep in this position.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Interesting, huh?
Very cool. Interesting. Yeah. All right.
I'll tell you about spooning later if you want.
Really?
What about back sleepers?
Well, why don't we talk more about sleeping?
We can talk about it
in a moment or two, Roberta. Stand by and be patient. 28 after.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Staff Sergeant Ralph Jennenbacher, 40th and 41st Fighter Interception Squadron, United States Air Force.
Went through basic training. There were 37 of us graduated out of basic training. So all 37 of us that went through basic together, we went through this airplane and engine school. Well, all 37 of us went over to Tokyo at the same time. So when the war started, they brought in B-26 bombers, and they wanted waist gunners for these bombers. And they come by, and all of the guys that I went over with volunteered to go, and I was in the hospital. Of course, if I'd have been wouldn't have been in the hospital, I'd have volunteered to go with them. I'm the only one that's still alive out of every one of them got killed. So the good Lord was looking after me, too.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
You can buy the same Acer UltraThin laptop at the big electronics store, or you could get it at Rent-A-Center. So what's the difference?
Super UltraThin 2.0 is here!
Technology changes quickly. If you put it on your credit card at the electronics store, you could end up paying years past its prime. Only Rent-A-Center offers the Rack Flex plan with fixed terms, so you never pay more than the agreement.
Mega UltraThin 3.0 coming soon!
Why pay longer than the technology will last? Rent-A-Center. Be flexible with your money. See store for details. Rental purchase transaction. Product availability may vary by store.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you storing food?
Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time is 33 minutes after the hour. The amazing Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, with Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I telling you some of our stories. We seem to be focused on, I don't like to use the term fat because that's demeaning, on largeness and how it sort of inveigles its way into lots of people's lives. So, excuse me, you'll be appreciative of the story of Erica Masters, who was, and we also talk about sleep and that sort of thing, and I don't know, we probably can connect the two of them together in some way, shape, or form. Anyway, this, I have two stories. One of them has to do with our rest positions and what happens when we are supposedly nodding off, when we are asleep. I've always found that word hard to say. Have you noticed that? Sleep.
Sleep.
Sleep. It's not an easy word to say, is it? Sleep. That L in there.
Because of the slur?
Yeah, I don't know. What, I think it's a hard word to say. Sleep. It's not as bad for me as it is Tom Brokaw. He can't say it at all.
I know.
Sweep.
He can't? What does he say?
He would say sweep.
Sleep. Sleep.
Sweep.
Sweep. Yeah.
Sleep. When I try to go to sleep,
here's a lady who is asleep in her home in Columbia County, Georgia. She wakes up to find a large man in her bedroom shouting at her. It was the county...
It happened.
Listen to this.
His name was Rich McFadden.
No. It was the county code enforcement officer demanding that she sign a notice of a code violation for not mowing her lawn.
Oh,
the lady works at night, and she sleeps from early in the morning until midday. So this guy comes into her house, goes up to her bedroom, and tries to get her to sign a code enforcement violation because she doesn't mow her lawn.
Did they arrest him for breaking and entering,
well, I don't,
or at least unlawfully entering?
Can you imagine anybody who's got the gall or who thinks government is that powerful that it can get away with that stuff? That's the thing that more... These people are so clueless or so, whatever it is, racked with their own self-importance. By the way, Reese, did you see that Sheriff Joe Arpaio has a serious challenger this year?
Yeah.
Arpaio has raised $8 million dollars
He's powerful
in outside money to help him beat the guy who's running as a Democrat against him, who is the county deputy county something or other. I don't remember what his name is. But he's raised $500,000 from outside the state, and Arpaio has raised $8 million.
I have a story I need your help understanding.
Okay. My help or all of us?
All of you. The story I was going to do, and I'll just let everybody go search it because I don't want to get in because it's a little too political, but the amount of money that's being raised for the presidential candidates via their websites where people outside of the United States can donate money.
Yeah, outside the country.
And not be checked because of the way that the candidates have set their website up.
Yeah.
And
by the way, the story
is political, so I'm not going to. But
There is a political side to it, and the one side is doing it, and the other side isn't. But in terms of the first debate, the rumor floating around, and it's never been denied. I don't think it's ever been really dealt with. Supposedly, Obama got word just before he went out onto the debate floor, the first debate, that there was a scandal brewing as to how much and where much or some of his campaign money was coming from. Overseas and corruption were two words that were used together. Now, I don't know whatever happened to that story, and if the Republicans had it, they would have used it.
On the website, you can give from anywhere for...
Yeah.
You can give $5 100,000 times from Nigeria if you want to.
Yeah. Right. As much as you want to. But right. $5 is the max, right?
Yeah, providing they give you your Social Security, your mother's maiden name, and a bank account.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
A guy from London apparently went to both of the presidential candidate websites and tried to give $5 saying he was from London and was able to give the one and not to the other. So anyway, moving on to the next step.
All right.
In Cleveland, 140 billboards. In Ohio and in Wisconsin, actually, warning of criminal consequences of voter fraud are being taken down starting today after the sponsor chose to remove them rather than reveal their identity.
Identity of the sponsors?
Of the sponsor. Okay, sure. And I don't get this, so you have to help me understand this, but the billboards show a judge's gavel and says voter fraud is a felony, up to 3.5 years for a $10,000 fine. These billboards were placed primarily in low-income minority neighborhoods in early October.
Yeah, it should have been placed everywhere.
So they're immediately criticized by voter groups
and
say that it's an attempt to intimidate minority voters.
Same as the voter ID law. That's what they say about that, too, when, in fact, it's completely un-American. It's a travesty. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal.
Well,
but yet people are going to be able to vote without showing any ID. You can walk in as Joe Momino. They don't know whether you're alive or you're dead, and they don't care. You don't have to show an ID. I did that in Massachusetts. I can do it in California.
What is it saying? I mean, okay, in low-income areas, so obviously somebody's trying to say, okay, this is where a large majority of the voter fraud takes place.
Uh-huh.
And that it doesn't take place in the affluent areas?
Speculatively speaking, I would say it's probably accurate. I don't have anything to back it up.
I mean, I live in a fairly affluent area of Long Island, and I know there are books that have, and you go by your address, that have your name and your signature. And when you go to vote, whether it be for a town election or a presidential election, you have to sign your name and show ID.
Uh-huh. And what's
Unless,
wrong?
I mean, in the case, I've been in the neighborhood for 25 years. I mean, everybody knows me.
Right.
You know, so there's a personal...
They hear you coming and they know it's you.
Right. They know it's me. And, you know, and I've voted in every election, so I've signed in hundreds of times.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was a national requirement. That
Why wouldn't
have
it be?
Your name in a book.
It isn't.
It is
a
not.
Signature.
It is not.
No, you don't have to show.
Whole hoopla started in Pennsylvania.
So how do they know if you voted or not?
They don't.
Exactly.
That's,
well, I signed my
whole
name
point.
In the book.
How
I
is it that anybody can claim legitimate victory over anything
if
you don't know it's really
in my area in Fairfax,
fair election.
Virginia, you have to show your ID.
Yeah, see, in
and I'm
Los
happy
Angeles,
to show it.
You sign your name, but you do not show ID. So
is your name in a book? Is it like
a big log, and you say, and they say, "What's your name?" And I say, "Jennifer Horn." And then they look it up, and they say, "Oh, Diana," because that's my mom's name. And I say, "No, Jennifer." And they say, "Oh, Irene, that's my aunt's name," because we all live near each other. No, Jennifer. And so then there's a list of six Horns. I could easily vote for my mother and totally tick her off, by the way. Because I'd be voting against
whatever
she would vote for.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea. ID.
But yeah, they. I mean, they're nothing. I can vote for my aunt. I can vote for my cousin. No.
Nah. It's
just tell them your name.
It's unbelievably unreal. And the people who argue against it are so full of the stuff that comes out of my cows. Jim's in Cleveland on these billboards. What do you know, Jim?
Well, I mean, I just saw the story on the news the other day. There's a bunch of these billboards around here in Cleveland, and also there's some in Wisconsin, evidently, they said. But it's just... It was interesting. Actually, one of the Cleveland councilwomen actually went after these billboards and this anonymous parents group as well. And I haven't actually found any sources around here who have been running her name.
Running whose name?
The councilwoman.
The councilwoman or the person who paid for the ads?
It's her name. The councilwoman is Phyllis Cleveland, and she's a Cleveland City councilwoman. And she says, needless to say, I'm happy they will be taken down, but I want to know who was behind this in the first place. I don't understand. If somebody's against voter fraud, how is that a bad thing? Now, maybe putting them all in one neighborhood, and that's saying something.
Yeah, that's
sure.
Right. That's the reason.
What's the problem with being against voter fraud? And if you can prove that it's happening in one specific neighborhood, stand up for yourself and say, listen, we have proof. So we're just trying to advertise that
I'm
going to
bet. This is not meant to say. Why am I apologizing? I'm not going to. I'm betting all these ads are in black neighborhoods, right?
Well, it says low-income neighborhoods. I mean,
black neighborhoods.
I mean, Cleveland's got
a lot of low-income neighborhoods.
Yeah, they're not in Shaker Heights, is what they're trying to say.
No, right.
Yeah, or Pepper Pike, or you know.
Yeah. Right.
And you know, by the way,
big-time money.
There is reason to believe. These ghettos where a lot of blacks live in big cities around the country.
Well, the organizers of the voter fraud, they go there and buy. They need people.
Yeah, but the reason...
So they say, here's $100, $50, $20, whatever.
But the reason that I brought up what I did was because there's legitimate claim that blacks have had over a long time, since they were first brought here in the slave boats, they've had a tough time and they've been discriminated against, and they still are to a point. And I don't know that this fixes that. That's the reason I bring up, we know, anybody who's objective knows that the black population of this country has been outrageously discriminated against over the years, and still is. There's plenty of prejudice aimed at people because of the color of their skin. And a lot of people use that to get elected to office, to start businesses, to get certain things. You know, that's, if you can do it and get away with it, I guess more power to you. But the legitimacy of those who have been profiled and have been discriminated against, their claims are something we all ought to pay attention to. This kind of stuff in these neighborhoods, the only mistake they made is not putting those billboards everywhere.
And I would agree, yeah. I mean, if they had, they'd perhaps have a more defensible position.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Because, you know, in that case, it would have been a lot easier for a lot of people to, you know, kind of take their side than perhaps with, you know...
Well, the side is... what they're saying makes sense, and it ought to be something that is discussed.
Well, absolutely. I mean, on one hand, it's just a kind of offensive to me in the first place that they got... chased after and kind of bullied into taking these billboards, which they're freely and privately allowed to say and pay for themselves, just for not revealing the identity of this family foundation that was behind it or whatever,
it's some right wing group that's trying to make a point, and the point is not well made because it's put in the wrong place. If they had any brains at all, but they're so steeped in their own anger and their own prejudices that they want to do this, and they're not smart enough to say, okay, we can get away with this if we put them in the white neighborhoods as well as the black neighborhoods. They're too stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
To figure that out.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, good call.
Spend the extra couple bucks.
Jeez, throw
one down in Shaker Heights.
Yeah, Maroney's. As Americans, you probably feel a great sense of pride. We all do. Maybe not all of us, but most people respect the work that's been done by the men and women who serve our country. They stay in for, what's the shortest hit you can stay in for, 2 years? Sometimes stay for four, sometimes six, sometimes make a career. We all know the sacrifices of those who especially have gone to the theater of war and received the Purple Heart. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides all veterans, the opportunity to sign up for special programs, claims, training, education, medical care, all of that stuff. Helping homeless veterans is another thing that they do. So our request to you from the Purple Heart Service Foundation is that if you have a car around, you don't need a boat, maybe something that has some value, donate it, please, to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It'll help provide funding for their many programs, some of which I've just outlined here. All donations are completely tax deductible, cash, car, boat, whatever. Call this number to take care of that help that I know you want to give. 877-743-1631. I'd like somebody to give as a birthday present for me, for example. My birthday's coming up in a couple of weeks. I'd like somebody to give some money to the Purple Heart Service Foundation in my name. You want to know what to give me for a birthday present?
Yeah, that's a neat idea.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here you go. 877-743-1631 is the number to call with your donation to help this outfit out. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
The hot hits, if you will, the important items that are going on in the world of health from his research. And we start with a daily multivitamin story. We have all been, I think, urged by folks like you, Ken. For those of you who don't know, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of the important members of our medical staff here on Good Day, has become learned over the years, not only because of his schooling, but because of his experience as a cardiologist down in Orlando for about 30 years. But he has a good, well-rounded approach to all medical issues, and that's why we call on him here to overview some of the reports on the various medical journals. So, multivitamin may lower cancer risk in men. That sounds vague to me, Ken.
Good morning, Doug. I love when medical dogmas bite the dust. Having been in training in the 1970s and 1980s, I heard almost all week it didn't matter if you took a multivitamin because all that mattered was your diet, eating healthy. But we learned this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association and a meeting that was presented to the American Association for Cancer Research that America's favorite dietary supplement, that's a multivitamin, does in fact modestly lower the risk for cancer in healthy male doctors who took them for more than a decade. You are always talking about these studies. This was the excellent way we do scientific research. It was blinded. It was controlled. It was so-called prospective, looking forward. This is excellent science. It's the first good scientific study to show that taking a multivitamin actually does, in fact, lower the risk of cancer. The important fact is it was males over the age of 50 who were healthy, so we don't know how it will will affect women or younger males or less healthy males. But the upshot of all this study is that it's safe. There's no harm in doing this. So my advice is, you know, why not take a multivitamin each day? The other upshot of this is that a little is good. A lot more is not necessarily better.
I'd like to know what ingredients in the multivitamin are responsible for this.
Well, we don't know that. They used Centrum Silver from Pfizer in this study. It was, and again, it was blinded.
And did Pfizer pay for the study?
The NIH did, the National Institutes of Health. Your tax dollars.
Why did they pick Centrum then? Why did they, in order to be fair to all multivitamin manufacturers in our country, why wouldn't they test them all?
Well, future research needs to be done. You have to start with science with something, and you have to use the same product with everybody and blind it and give people...
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, think about it for a second, that they're going to benefit greatly from this promotion.
They are, but this is a good study.
I'm not disputing it's a good study. I'm just saying that it would be more fair if we tested other American, other domestic makers.
Well, we need to do more research. We've got to start somewhere. This is the first study that of good science.
I'm not disputing that. It's not a dispute. I'm just saying it would be good to do more and be fair to all the manufacturers of this sort of product if all of them were tested, especially if it's using your tax dollars. Why should you favor Centrum over whatever other 90 different kinds of multivitamins there are out there? And that's the only point I'm trying to make.
Well, that's the future.
All right, good. The FDA looking bad as usual and deservedly so. They conducted a raid onto the pharmacy here in Framingham responsible for making whatever the substances are that has caused this meningitis outbreak. They did a quote-unquote raid 2 weeks after the problem surfaced, or even maybe 3 weeks. And they look foolish and bad, as they deserve to look foolish and bad, because they usually are foolish and bad.
Well, I think the important thing is that this outbreak has not peaked yet. There are actually 131,000 shipping invoices from this compounding pharmacy in Framingham that have gone out since May. So this is a huge job. There were just four more deaths that have been confirmed in the last 24 hours. This is now up to a total of 245 people. Mm-hmm. If you've gotten an injection in your back or any joint with methylprednisolone since May, you need to talk to your doctor about this. And the FDA is working hard to get every single person notified who had an injection, and all products from the New England Compounding Center, any sort of product, has been taken off the market.
If we look at this sort of objectively, the guy who ran the thing said, what are they breaking down the door for? All they had to do was call me up and giving them whatever they needed. It's all drama. The police show up with sirens and the lights blazing. They wait until 9 o'clock at night. I mean, the whole thing was ludicrous. But under the circumstances, it's good to know that we need to keep our eye on this sort of thing and not perhaps involve ourselves in the process for a while until all gets straightened out. Dr. Ken Kronos here with his medical expertise and a few shots from Mr. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.